Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
From the comedy club, I'm gonna do a mini episode before I release my interview with Kylie, the host that you just heard. Bumper to bumper traffic, 11:20 p.m. on a 5-lane freeway. I'm ready for the next pandemic. Fuck this.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
I got to go up basically last at both places, which I'm happy I got to go up, and I'm being an ungrateful bitch. But I thought, like, having a pussy would give me the right of way. I guess either my pussy has expired or all the rapists are off this evening. And I didn't even get raped. So I didn't get raped. I got to go up last. And now I'm sitting in bumper-to-bumper traffic. So fuck everything. I had better reservations for my evening. It went pretty well. I got to network. I don't know how to do that. I feel like there's a lot of cliques in every social scene, though, including comedy, which I thought would be excluded from this. I thought that we could rise above it and make fun of everything together. But apparently, you can't do that because there's always some douchebag involved who wants to, like, make it competitive. Nobody wants to subscribe to my podcast. That's frustrating because I work really hard on it and I get a lot of good feedback. Yeah, I'll listen to it, but only for free if there's no ads. Like, what the fuck do you think this is? I should just work my whole fucking life to entertain you and get nothing? Like, that's the fucked up part, the fact that nobody's donating to me. You listen religiously, I see it, I refresh my fucking dashboard on Red Circle, every time I publish something, there's always a few assholes that are fucking listening to it immediately. Those assholes should fucking pay me. I appreciate you, but pay me. It's $2.50 a month on Apple Podcasts. If you can't, like, splurge, that's kind of fucked, don't you think? Like, I'm not worth $2.50 a month. You should pay me. I would appreciate it. I just needed to get that off my chest. But yeah, I'm still sitting in fucking traffic. And I'm gonna fucking scream. Like, why the fuck do you have to make 5-lane freeway 1 lane? And why the fuck is everybody out on the road? It's 11:30 at night. Go home. There's another virus thing going around. There's another strand. You guys are all going to get it because you're fucking up. Why are you out? You don't have a reason to be out. Like, fuck you. This is bullshit. I'm ready for the next pandemic. Obviously, this first one didn't wipe enough people out because there's so much fucking traffic right now at 11:30 p.m. God damn it. Please. Let me over. I'm a comedian. I'm sorry. I hate myself as well. You don't have to blare your fucking brights at me. I should have took the local bypass, but I didn't assume that there would be traffic at 11:30 at night. This is horseshit. All right. I made it past the traffic, and I'm in a much better mood. I guess they were just making it into one lane for fun. Like a little ant farm. Like, let's see all these cars funnel down this one lane for no fucking reason. Yeah, it didn't look like they were doing anything. There was no car accident. There was nothing. It was just like a leisure activity. You know what we can do with our tax dollars? We can have the police come and get all of these cars into one lane so that we can watch them and we can watch the lights on the cars. I don't know what the fuck that was all about. But anyway... So yeah, it's been a great day. It's almost midnight now, and I'm almost not home because of the whole ant farm situation. Almost home. Let's see if there's any fucking parking. Dude, there's like a million parking spots too in my structure. I don't know why I can't get a spot. Is my car not good enough? Is it not worthy because it's a fucking piece of shit Chevy Cruze? If I had a Rolls Royce, I'm sure they would give me a fucking parking spot. There's parking. Oh my god. There's parking and it's not street sweeping day. This is a miracle. There is a god. He just hates me most of the time. Yeah. Cool. Okay, I'm home. Bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.